And it's that Thursday time again. That is to say, Bathrop Spears Broadsides Free Radio Santa Cruz time. Today is September 11th, 2025. And it is flashback time as ever on Thursday. So what we got is a flashback to September 21st, 1997. And we're going to be looking at the, or listening to, a discussion of the origins of the Committee to Repeal the Sleeping Bans ballot initiative, which never quite made the ballot, but did get hundreds, perhaps thousands of signatures. David Silva discusses that, Dead on David Silva, as I used to call him in his, well, post-mortem days. He died, I believe, in 2018. Abroad. Then you're going to hear a discussion of Shauna Leamy. A lot of this tape is me reciting historical data and giving updates and so forth, but it does give you quite a sort of a, I don't know how thorough, but a rather an in-depth view of the activism that I and others concerning homeless civil rights, some of us anyway, were involved in. So you get to hear about Shit Kicker Sean, as I called him, who had begun a sleeping ban protest along with Dragon's Heart Dan Hopkins in the spring of 1996 after the closing of the open-air shelter. It was shut down by Mayors Kennedy and Rotkin, and then the additional shelter that was being provided by the Interfaith Satellite Shelter Program also shut down at the end of the spring. So Sean and Dan started a, 8.5-month protest in front of City Hall, where they all vowed they would not sleep, but they would be there during the day to demand the City Council end this medieval law. Actually, it's kind of an insult to the Middle Ages to call it medieval. In medieval, I don't think they would arrest you for sleeping. I might make it really hard to sleep with endless work exhaustion and very limited food resources for the poor people, but in those days, at least, you could deal with your own plot of ground in some respects and in some places. Anyway, we also have a discussion of the South Spit jetties, the eviction of homeless people who had been driven there by then the law enforcement authorities, claiming that would be a better alternative than, I guess, Eureka, where they were driving them out, I believe. Don't get a lot of information on the historical beginnings of it, but the end of it was where this homeless encampment, which had been supported to some extent by the community, was driven away with what the two speakers here describe as a false health pretext. You're going to hear from Beggarbacker Becky Johnson, then Secretary of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, Richard Quigley. Richard was a biker, a defender of Jerry Henry at the Aptos Rancho Del Mar Shopping Center, who Jerry himself was a defender of the rights of young people who would try to assemble there and talk and chat and hang out and were being harassed by the merchants who didn't like them hanging around. Then you hear another update from David Minton Silva, who discusses the upcoming City Council meeting in that year, as well as he's sort of a Green Party gadfly who talks about the Green Party's involvement in all of that. And then there's the story of Miguel Balderos, Mad Mike the Wonder Dog, as he was known, who was accused of, I think it was flooding City Hall. And at one time he was accused of flooding it, another time he was accused of burning it. They never had a conviction for him on that crime, and we were always trying to get him out of jail. They held him for 2 months on bail that people had trouble raising, I guess, although my memory fails me as to the details. But I'm sure that this, I suspect this netcast will give you some ideas. It's actually, it was a broadcast as well as a netcast at the time. Now it's only a netcast unless some enthusiastic folks decide to put it out on the actual, on a radio. But that's the story of September 11th, 21st, 1997, although we are at the 11th in 2025 now. New updates were uncovered at the Huff meeting that I just came from in dear old 2025, but I did speak with activist Steve Plaich, who's offering to try to mediate a new board of directors for MHCAN so it can reopen, because he says the money that was hundreds of thousands of dollars that was appropriated by the Board of Supervisors is still available. So for all of you who are wondering about that and who are still listening, take heart. MHCAN may not be dead. Though it will be, of course, dangling at the end of the noose that government funding always has for such organizations. Keep your eyes on what's going on around you, please, because it really is your eyes and those of your fellows that make a difference. Even if you think you'll never be able to persuade a judge or a legislature or a police officer of what you're, the truth of what you're saying and what you're seeing, there is the community, and there are your friends and the people that you know and who trust you. So keep an account of what you're seeing and give a good account of what you're seeing if you can. There indeed is a number to call if you see something untoward regarding police or other authorities and homeless people. That number is 216-8239, 216-8239. And you can then make a record and tell those of us who are keeping the records, and right now it's pretty much Huff, what happened, when it happened, where it happened, who did it, what you saw, and if you choose, who you are and how you can be reached. You can also give a call to Huff, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, which is my phone. I'm Robert Norris, and that's 423-4833. And I'll be happy to interview you for one of the weekly new shows that I do that aren't just flashbacks, though they often, in fact, almost usually include flashbacks. But they also include interviews about current events that are now happening in the 21st century. So, aren't we up to date? Wish we were more. Anyway, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Come back again. Give a call. Again, the Huff line, 423-HUFF, 423-4833, is how you reach me.